Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One day I had the pleasure of sitting in the back of a classroom to simply observe a child during a lesson. That is a fascinating thing to do. By the way, it's also a very depressing condemnation of the school system, because if you look at the percentage of time that an average kid is paying attention in the classroom and not looking around and doing other stuff and doodling and stuff like that, like there's only a very small percentage of Hermione Grangers in the world who are like on for the majority of the time. Like if you hit 50%, it's a really good score, I think. But this kid was like off the charts. Like he would not be able to focus for more than 5 seconds in a row. But the interesting thing is that his ability to improvise was so high that it actually didn't matter. Like he was not paying attention to anything. Okay, sitting pretty close. He was doodling. He was like reading, I think, another book on his, you know, that he had on his lap, and he was sorting out, I think, his collectible cards, I think they were. But then at some point, the teacher asked him, like, hey, you know, are you paying attention? Answer this question. And, you know, within the frame of repeating the question, is the question you're asking me this, this, and that? That was actually a technique for him to gain the 5 seconds he needed to figure out where the rest of the classroom was, to come up with the answer, to give the answer, and happily drift off back into his own world. One of the big challenges, and that's how it made the 7 challenges of gifted kids, is the ability to do focused work for a long time. Prolonged period of time, for focusing for a prolonged period of time. It's actually part of a broader spectrum of executive functions or executive skills, which is something I could also talk days about. It's also one of the parts of our the training I will provide for free if you go to smartparentingsecrets.com. But so executive training or executive functions, or in this case, the ability to focus, is a huge challenge for gifted kids. And you know why? Because they simply never have had to. The school system is so inanely boring and simple that it does not require them to focus. They can get by on 5 or 10% of their ability simply because the rest of the classroom just needs, you know, so much repetition. Like it's actually a teaching technique. Repeat what you did last time, then slowly build up to what you're going to teach them this time. Then tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, practice it again, and then do it. What if you're a gifted kid who can do that in one, you know, 10% of the duration explanation? And what usually happens is that after all that talking everybody's doing, you get like a piece of paper and it explains it anyway. And half the time you knew it before you started. So that is in no way a reason for a kid to learn how to focus. But the thing is, if you want to get to a point where your kid is able to function at the level that he needs to or wants to function at or could thrive, then he needs the ability to be able to focus. So this is actually one of the things that you need to train. You need to train the ability to focus for a prolonged period of time. And if the classroom isn't interesting enough, then you need to come up with, you know, more complicated assignments. That way you can train the ability in a child to do prolonged focused work. So reflect, like, is your kid able to focus for a prolonged period of time? And I do need to give the big exception of computer games. Computer games are an industry. I think the last game of, you know, Grand Theft Auto is going to be the most expensive game ever made, which is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars poured into this game being so addictive that nobody can stop doing it. Like that level, a teacher will never make, and you will never make as a parent either. But can a kid focus on something that he's only mildly interested in, or maybe even not interested in at all? Because if you want to be successful in life, part is going to be able to focus on things that are not primarily your interest. How is that for your kid? How does that work for you? Very curious what your thoughts are on that. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.